Welcome to Podistan, the community for Indian podcasters by Indian podcasters.
Want to hear about the nuts and bolts of podcasting in India? You're in the right place.
Let's jump right in.
I feel like pod fading is a concept that anyone who's interested in starting their own podcast or listen to podcasts as well don't really understand until they take that jump themselves and experience it. We've gone through it with a show or two.
When did you first hear this word, by the way, pod fading?
I actually heard it from you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think
you're the nerd.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh my God, podcast nerd? That's who I am now. I think I read it on some blog or something like that. I think Libsyn came up with these statistics showing, like, based on the number of downloads, like how many, what percentile podcast you were. There was also some statistic about how many episodes on average a podcast lasts. And it was 7, I believe, the number. And I was like, yeah, that makes some sense. That sounds about right, you know? And then somebody was like, yeah, don't be like, these podcasts don't pod fade. It's like, whoa, yeah, that makes great term.
I'm actually glad we were pretty mindful of the concept before we jumped into our first show, because we sort of approached it with that in mind. We approached it with the thing that, you know, like, oh, within the first 10 episodes, people usually, the show usually fades away. So knowing that beforehand actually helped us, because we were very mindful of it, and we made sure that we were powering through it when we reached that stage.
I think for us, it's a cool hack. It's almost like a challenge that somebody put forth. Hey, most podcasts don't survive 7 or 10 episodes. How serious are you about this thing? Let's see if you can make it.
Yeah, I think, and it's essentially about something sort of setting in once you get into a little bit of the flow of the things. And for us, I really feel that because we knew about that concept and that period of time when it's going to hit us, we were very mindful of it. We didn't let it hit us. But essentially, we sort of just pushed it back, didn't we? Because we started feeling what the effects were maybe post-episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we didn't succumb to it or anything. We had a larger goal in mind when we were doing the podcast, so it didn't matter to us.
Do you think we would have if we didn't have Muncher and the larger goal in mind?
Assuming we knew about pod fading beforehand?
Yeah.
No. I think knowing about it actually made a big difference. And
there's also this sense of accomplishment once we crossed it, right? Which I think is its own fuel in a way.
Yeah, of course.
Which makes me feel this is a great hack. Like, we should be pushing this a little more to our collaborators.
I mean, we do, right? Like, that it in our initial conversations with whoever we want to sort of help in terms of starting their own show, this is a big part of the conversation as well. Because what tends to happen is that people are enthusiastic, man. Whenever they have new ideas, regardless of what the idea is, they're very enthusiastic about it, about jumping into it, because they feel like they've gotten onto something and it's unique, it'll provide value to people. And then they jump in, but they completely underestimate the effort required, which is a very natural feeling to have, right? It's the same case with building web products or anything like that, which I have a little experience with, that people just have an idea and they're like, oh, let's make an app. It's going to be great.
But I feel like podcasting, more than most people, underestimate the effort, because they're like, haan, baat hi to karni hai.
They don't know the effort. Yeah. So like everything else startup related is very well documented, so people can gauge, read up and stuff. With podcasting, they're like, yeah, we're talking. I talk on the phone a lot, so I should be good at this.
Oh yeah, this happens so much. I mean, firstly, we both heard that exact line before. And also people,
multiple times, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. The funniest thing to me is that when people who have flirted with the idea of starting a podcast, maybe they know what a podcast is, they've thought about it, they'll have a great conversation in an area of interest and be like, damn, if only I had just turned on the recording app on my phone, this would have been a podcast, it would have gone online, and I would have been famous by now.
I don't know about being famous, but yeah, a lot of people think along those lines, man. We have a few friends who are great talkers, or I would like to say bullshitters, and Their content, even though they don't mean it as content, is hilarious.
Yeah, but have you ever heard this term, ye podcast karna?
or have you ever heard this term, bhai ye podcast mein hona chahiye tha yaar. Oh yaar, like you talk to someone for half an hour, you're just shooting the shit, and you're like, yaar ye podcast honi chahiye. So a lot of people are very unaware in terms of what constitutes a podcast or what makes for good material.
Which plays into the whole concept of pod fading. And I think that this fading concept is true in most activities, right? I'm sure there's a guitar fading. There's probably a timeline where people tend to, on average, move off trying to play the guitar. And there's definitely something along the same lines in something like stand-up. You know, there's this initial excitement and spurt, and there's this hump to get over and going on stage, getting a couple of jokes, getting a laugh. And then you realize, okay, now what's left is the grind.
Right.
The excitement is over.
Yeah.
An unending grind to go.
Anything with anything that has to do with learning a new skill.
Yeah.
And in that sense, you can definitely correlate starting your own podcast or doing a podcast as a new skill, because it is someone acquiring that skill and then moving forward. So specifically for individual or independent podcasters, right? It's very tough to stay motivated and just keep going, because there is definitely a grind to it.
Oh man, I have such mad respect for people who find it within themselves to become individual podcasters from home, no support from someone like us, just doing it for the passion, either passion for what they're talking about or passion for podcasting, which they've somehow discovered, and just continuing and continuing.
Yeah.
And one difference I would say between, say, playing the guitar is that podcasting, at least in people's perception, relies on people listening. I don't think that's true. You can create a podcast for one person. Why not? But when you don't get traction, and you can't get traction in your first few episodes, why should you? I mean, you suck, right? Everybody looks back and realizes they suck. But when you don't get traction, it's so disheartening. So all the more props and credit and kudos to the people who are independent podcasters who just keep going beyond that usual average pod fading point.
Yeah, it's pretty tremendous. And that's the actual passion coming through there that sustains the show. And whenever people or podcasts end up fading away, it just goes to show that they're not truly passionate, right? They're excited. I think excited would be the word to use for them, because they're excited to start this new journey, start their own show, do a couple of episodes, and then just fade away. So the actual passion shines through when someone's reached episode 50, 100. I mean, mad respect to those guys, like you said. So it's very interesting. That's why it's a big part of the conversation we have with people, in terms of just whenever someone has questions about podcasts or just even vaguely interested, right? Like, I personally tend to make sure that this check is applied in that conversation in terms of actually gauging how passionate they are, or whether they're just generally excited about the idea, or do they actually want to buckle down and do their own show.
I agree, but the idea that only people who are truly passionate can make it across, or maybe, you know, if somebody doesn't make it across means they weren't truly passionate. I got to push back there, man. It's a new format. It's a new medium. People have to discover their passion for it, right? Like, nobody's born with a passion for podcasting and has the ability to know it. So sometimes it can take a while for things to actually come together, for someone to really hit their groove and really start enjoying what they're doing. And that'll end up showing in their desire to keep going, as well as often their content and hence audience.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I think the passion is sort of twofold here. The enthusiasm is twofold. It's one about the subject that they're talking about, that their show is going to be about, just generally how passionate they are about the material. And the second thing is to be passionate enough that you end up learning this new skill, which is podcasting, and be willing to go into the grind as well. So a lot of times what's happened is that we're talking to someone and their passion on the material or the subject itself is not that high. So you can immediately gauge that, yeah, this is going to be, if they do end up ever starting a show, it's going to be one of the shows which will require a lot of support from people outside the podcaster themselves, or it's going to fade away. So I do see what you're saying. And it's pretty interesting in terms of how many people sort of drop off the idea of starting their podcast post having this conversation with someone like us, because they do end up realizing that the effort required to do a podcast is way more than they anticipated, right?
You know, though, I want to be careful to not dishearten anyone with this conversation, because at the end of the day, creating 3 or 5 podcast episodes is better than creating no podcast episodes. Don't you agree?
No, of course I agree with that. I mean, something is better than nothing always. And who knows that when someone starts their own podcast, they actually get very interested in it, their enthusiasm might grow, right? That's a very natural instinct as well. But
how else will you find out if you don't do it, right? So I think pod fading, it's almost like the startup world. Like, I think it's just inherent podcasts will fade, because podcasts, by their definition, by their ease of creation, are experimental at the end of the day. They're usually people just putting themselves out there, expressing themselves, throwing shit on the wall and seeing what sticks. So it makes sense that podcasts fade. It's fine.
It's a natural course of people starting out. Obviously, not everyone's going to succeed. Nothing has a 100% success ratio.
If you think about how TV is made versus something like how a podcast is made, and I do equate the two because they're both competing for attention. To me, they're equivalently valid forms of like content consumption. And TV is usually made with like a pilot season, where you commission like 100 pilots. then half of them get made, you make 50 pilots, and then half of them go to get picked up for a series, and then, you know, half of those series work out and get a season two, and then half of those work out and stay longer than that. So podcast doesn't have that funnel, right? Instead, you get to like just go and create 6-7 episodes and then see where you're at. And I actually prefer that model.
I agree with you. As compared to TV, podcast is very inexpensive in terms of time and effort required, or the money as well, right? And the other beauty about podcasts is that because of the medium, because of the ability to create content on this medium as opposed to TV, which obviously has licensing and channels and all that stuff as well, anyone can create it. There are hundreds and thousands of shows out there for anyone who's interested in listening to a specific type of content. So the information that's available to someone is completely unbiased, or maybe it's biased, but then you find the other bias as well. It's very pure. It can be long. It can be short. It's very informative. So there's everything for everyone out there, and it's completely free, right? So it's just a different beast in terms of the medium and the information that's available on that medium. So there's only a certain point where you could equate TV and podcast to, but beyond that, they just fork out into completely different animals. And because of that, the new number of shows that come up or are created with as podcasts as opposed to as TV shows, because they're so high, then obviously the rate of failure is going to be high as well. So it's very natural for pod fading to happen.
I remember hearing maybe 2 or 3 years back this data point that really used to fascinate people in the podcasting world, you know, on all these groups and stuff, that there were more podcasts active right now than TV shows that have ever been created in the world.
Right.
Which is pretty crazy, you know. It depends how you look at it, right? Like, on one hand, some people equate it to like blogs or audio blogs. And then, okay, maybe it's not that impressive, but I don't. And I think, like, since you're vying for people's attention in a very immersive, active way, that's crazy. Suddenly, in like a few years, an ecosystem has popped up that has created so many pieces of content.
You think a better comparison would be to compare podcasts with YouTube channels?
I don't think so. I mean, I'll stay away from that kind of longer discussion. But as it relates to pod fading, I have to say, I don't know the numbers here, but it's probably similar for YouTube. You know, how many channels just kind of just put themselves out there a little bit, probably struggle to get traction as most channels and most pieces of content do, and then give up?
I want to agree with you, but I think it might be slightly lower for YouTube in terms of the ratio of channels starting and channels closing up, because it also has that video angle to it. I'm not sure what the numbers are exactly as well. But I'm pretty sure they're going to be around the same as well.
One show where we've experienced this is the Football Corner, TFC.
Rest in peace.
No, I will not let you say that. I have utmost faith that we're going to bring the show back, maybe next season or something. But yeah, that was an interesting experience, right? But I think the fact that the show was a sports show and not that archival, and we were in the early stage of our company and the ecosystem, I think that had more to do with it than our effort. And we did make it past the 7th episode, which I was mindful of when we were doing it.
It allowed me to appreciate podcasters who work on sports-based shows.
Amazing.
Because they have a responsibility of coming out with an episode after a major event in that sport has happened, right? So in our case, we were talking about football, more geared towards the English Premier League. So we would have to do an episode every time a match week happened, which was on most cases during the weekends, but it's a little erratic in terms of scheduling. So there'd be a match happening on a Monday or a Wednesday or a Thursday or something like that. And we wanted to create an episode, right? If it was a good match, if it made for good content, then we wanted to create an episode after that. And then obviously release it as soon as possible, because like you mentioned, the archival value, right? It's non-archival in that sense. It becomes old news after 2 or 3 days or 4 days. And it's our responsibility to create an episode as soon as that match week happens, right?
Well, maybe that's not the best example, right? Because that's not the usual cause of pod fading. And we are anyway in a very sort of isolated case when it comes to the podcasting dynamics as a whole. I guess a good question for us to tackle at the end of this would be, how do you avoid pod fading? Knowing that it happens, knowing usually why it happens, that it's a natural cause. If you start a podcast, you don't want to be someone who does pod fade. What is the right approach? What are the right tactics to avoid it?
I think just knowing about the concept and knowing that this is something that's going to hit you within your first 7, 10, 15 episodes is huge, right? Because if someone's not informed about this concept or cannot premeditate that something like this is going to happen, then they're going to sort of succumb to it, which probably happens with a lot of people out there. So just knowing that this is part of the process and this is just something that you have to get over and it's very natural for it to happen, I think that's good enough for someone to know before they're starting out.
One thing I would add there is also that there is technically no correlation between you starting a podcast and putting yourself out there for like 7-10 episodes and the amount of traction you get. The traction relies on distribution, it relies on marketing, it relies on discovery. All of these things are being figured out in the podcast ecosystem. We're having our own struggles with it, as you know. But it's important for a person to not pot fade because of the numbers they get. There's almost no correlation between the job they're doing, how much fun they're having. Those are the things that should sustain your podcast, not the amount of traction you get.
I agree, man. And part of the pot fading process is also not to get bogged down in terms of the perceived traction you thought you might have in that stage. So not having that is completely normal.
I think it's our job to set those expectations, right?
Yeah, for sure, man.